Hello, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. My name is Sean Murphy, and tonight I will be talking about the monetization of social media and my experience in these things. I've been doing this for quite a long time, so it's not something that I would normally talk about, but I have written about before, so we should get started. So I guess these are the things that I have to ponder from time to time, being that I've made my way in the world by capitalizing on my ability to find the newest tools, opportunities, and outlets to sell to customers of mine through my consulting business as the next viable way for them to reach a maximum number of potential, even existing customers. Historically, selling online has been the way that I've made my reputation, my portfolio of successful websites, campaigns, and online storefronts, but until recently, social media wasn't really a part of that. It was a combination of traditional marketing and advertising techniques designed to hopefully drive people to their computers and punch in our address or the address of, you know, one of my clients. So with the advent of social media, it wasn't initially, supposed to be this tool that it's become in the last few years. For instance, in 2008, when I started a Twitter account for a business I was working with, almost as an experiment, it took me a good week of convincing to get the owner to come around and, you know, see that what I was doing had a potential to reach a mass audience instantly and hopefully drive traffic to the website and eventually be converted into sales. Now, back then, you really didn't have the opportunity to track those sort of things. And now, it really isn't how I pushed it, but these small little tools that 6 years ago were these little neat kind of niche items could simply help us promote and maybe drive some traffic. But now these are the portals and kind of promotional juggernauts that let companies build, thrive, and maintain transparent relationships with their audience, as vast or as small as that group may be. And I think moving forward, things like Facebook and Twitter, you know, the two most effective in my experience, will maintain their dominance. They're at a critical mass all the time, you know, way too big to fail, if you will, but now big enough to capture the ideas and talents needed to maintain the kind of growth and longevity that a dominant business model that 10 years ago was nothing more than a long shot at best. So very quickly, these are my thoughts on the monetization of social media. Thanks for listening.